Hey, hey, party people!
What's up, world? Welcome to another episode of Save Siblings. I'm Charles.
I'm Chloe.
And we're siblings!
That's right, we're related.
Happy Sunday, or whatever day you're listening. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the Saved Siblings fam. Save Siblings is a podcast hosted by your favorite, or soon-to-be favorite sibling duo. And Save Siblings is our way of extending support that entertains, enlightens, and encourages. So do not forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend, leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment, check out savesiblings.com for more content, and follow us on Instagram at Save Siblings. All right, let's get to the show. Today, we are going to be discussing, what do you beat to? Bust down. Chloe and I were talking a couple days ago about...
You good or not? Like, he's like,
I'm the professor.
I can't.
So Chloe,
what do you beat to?
Chloe and I were talking a couple of days ago about like how obsessed I am with music, and she was asking me like why I listen to so much music, and I was like, it literally helps me just get in the right mind space like throughout my day. And we were just thinking about conceptually like, oh, like it, like it, like the beats help you beat to your own drum in a sense. And then she was like, well, what about your heartbeat? Like, what, like, what helps you, what helps your heart beat? Like, conceptually, as like a podcast idea.
Yeah.
And so we started talking about that. And that's what we wanted to dive in today.
True.
It's something that you need to be conscious of for yourself. What does make my heart beat? What are the things that I can do throughout the day that help me stay in the right mind space, that help me stay focused on what I want and need to be focused on to thrive?
So true.
Yeah. What helps your heart beat?
I would say music as well. I definitely listen to a lot of music. The reason why I asked Charles that question is because he listens to music like in the house, like when I'll just be like watching TV. Usually I listen to music in the car. So that's really why I asked that. But yeah, I would say music, singing 100% makes my heart beat. I love to sing. I live to sing. Anytime I can be on stage, cause more than just singing, like I love singing, but there's something about being on stage with the lights and the people and just the atmosphere. Definitely makes my heart beat. And I find that when you find what makes your heart beat, if you don't do it, it feels like something's wrong. And that's how, for some of you who maybe don't know how to identify, what does make my heart beat? Well, what is it that when you're, what is it that you need to do to feel like, okay, I'm myself, I'm me, I'm living great. And when you don't do it, you start to miss it. There's like this pull. Miss it in a good way. Not like if you maybe were addicted to drugs and you still want to do drugs or alcohol. You know what I mean.
Disclaimer. There are some things that
things
you need
that
to be missing.
For you. Exactly. Some things you need to be missing, like those Doritos. Yeah. You need to be missing those Doritos. I'm talking about like if you love to hike and you stop hiking. Maybe you start dating somebody. I don't know why I always think of like if you're dating somebody, but let's say you start dating somebody and they don't like to hike. And so you just stop hiking. And then one day you just explode. And your significant other's like, whoa, what's up? And you're like, you know what? I think I need to go for a hike.
Take a walk. Ooh.
Exactly. I use that example because sometimes when people get into relationships, they lose a piece of themselves to try and fit into this mold of what they think this person's looking for. And it's like, you need to be 100% yourself. You need to be operating at optimal level, doing what makes your heart beat. All, like, that's you. Be yourself.
Exactly.
And I think if you're doing that, you're thriving and you're not at a detriment to other people. And I feel like that's why there's so many angry people, because they're not doing what makes their heart beat. They're not doing what makes them happy.
You just brought up a phenomenal point, and you can, and it's translatable because people will get a new job. They stop doing what makes their heart beat. People will have kids.
Yep.
They stop doing what makes their heart beat.
Mm-hmm.
People will get a new friend and stop making their heart beat.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you done recently that has stopped your heart from beating the way it used to?
Exactly.
And that's what we wanted to dive in today, because it's, if you don't ask yourself that question, you'll get caught up in the mundane, in that what you were doing that stopped your heart from beating.
And you'll hate your life. That's why a lot of people are walking around like Eeyore with the cloud over them, because they've stopped doing what makes their heart beat, what makes them them. I feel like doing what makes your heart beat is what makes you you.
Yeah.
Like if I, like for me, my shoulder's been hurting me and I cannot lift weights and it's driving me crazy. First week was fine. Second week, I'm like, no, uh-uh. Because at this point, this is part of who I am. So now I'm like, okay, this is a no. I know for a fact next week I'm gonna start lifting weights anyway.
You better preach it.
Just fight through it. Sometimes that's what y'all need to do. You need to fight through it.
You better fight.
Fight. Cry through it if you have to. It's okay. Listen, this is your life. And if you're not doing what makes your heart beat, then you're heartless.
On that note, let's get to the Sunday Shocker. You just crushed that. Roll that clip.
And on today's Sunday Shocker, we have All right, so today we have a group from the Trumbull Mall who attacked a restaurant worker over a small portion size. Let me set the scene for you. Police said that around 4:30 p.m., an employee of Sarku Japan Restaurant at the Westfield Trumbull Mall was attacked by a customer who had complained about the portion size of food she had received. The customer was identified as 18-year-old Hillary, I will butcher her last name, of Waterbury. According to witnesses, she was part of a group of five people when an argument with a restaurant worker ensued over her complaint. And then Hillary allegedly jumped over the service counter and attacked the employee. So they are wilding at the Trumbull Mall.
This sounds legendary.
Can you imagine shopping and you're at the food court with your family and all of a sudden you see a girl lunge over the counter and start beating the poor man? Like,
I wonder what, like, did she get her portion size after that? Did she get escorted out by cops?
She got arrested. She probably got no food. Like, I was just like, wow, like, that, I can't believe you attacked a customer or attacked an employee because of your portion. Just tell them to give you some more. Why are you going to attack them?
Exactly.
I'm not going to lie. I've wanted to attack people at Chipotle when they're behind the counter giving me two scraps of
vegetables. When I said double chicken.
Thank you.
That means double. Chicken.
I want all of it. Give me that whole tin of it.
That's what we should start doing now to instill fear in restaurant workers. Hey, did you hear about that story where the portion size was messed up and then the girl beat the crap out of the restaurant worker? Yeah, I don't want any of that to happen here. I did say double chicken.
I can't. Like, wow. That's so if you go amazing. To the Trumbull Mall and you work there, I mean, don't play with these people. She was from Waterbury, and clearly, they don't mess in Waterbury. She was ready to throw hands because she got a small portion size. I just think that obviously she's not doing something that makes her heart beat, and that's why she's so angry.
All right, party All right, people. Guys. Do not forget to subscribe.
Yep.
Share the podcast with a friend.
Yep.
Leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment.
Yep.
Check out SaveSiblings.com and follow us on Instagram at SaveSiblings.
And don't forget to read your Bible.